The Who Am I exercise. This exercise is designed to help you develop self-awareness and to discover your true self. Select a place where you're quiet and undisturbed. Take a few moments to center yourself and breathe. On a sheet of paper, write the date at the top and then write, Who am I? Write your answer to this question as freely and as honestly as possible. Free associating, allowing the pen to flow over the page. Writing uncensored, unfiltered, giving yourself time to pause periodically and in silence, asking the question again, Who am I? Who am I? Sit relaxed. Close your eyes, clear your mind, then ask yourself the Who Am I question again, and this time look for a response in the form of an image in your mind's eye. Don't try to think or reason, but simply let an image emerge. When this has happened, and you are ready, open your eyes and begin to write again about what you saw, as much detail as possible. Include any feelings that came up, any feelings you had about the image and what it meant to you, any sensations you felt in your body. Now stand up with some room and begin to move, then pause, close your eyes and again ask, Who am I? And this time let the response come through movement in your body. Trust its wisdom and let the movement unfold until you sense a completion. You may also want to include sounds in this response. A song may come to mind, or a melody, or perhaps a tone. When you are ready, sit down and take notes writing about your experience. It's recommended that you continue to do this exercise over a period of time, as its impact deepens with repeated use. Thomas Yeomans writes about how he feels that each of us is like an onion. There are layers of self-perceptions, some positive, some negative. And he writes about how they represent different aspects of our personality and of our relationship to the world. He writes, "Some of the layers may be like a facade or mask, hiding those aspects of ourselves we do not like. Some may be those unliked aspects themselves. And still some others may be those hidden and very positive aspects we have trouble accepting also. In any case, somewhere beyond these, within each of us lies a deep center which is vibrant and creative, the true self, the innermost essence of our being." The Who Am I exercise leads one gently to that self through successive attempts to respond to the question. Eventually, one can touch in this way the source of one's being, one's true identity.